AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my new series, Parrish. My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life. You know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC+.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts,
the hottest podcast in the streets.
Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Hey, it's DJ Scream right here. My partner Big Bank is here. It's time for a special bonus edition of Big Facts. What are we going to call this, Bank? What are we calling it? A rat is a rat.
Get your back, wood ready, man.
Get your back, wood ready. And we got Parlay in here, you know what I'm saying? Representing real OG. West Side representative, you know what I'm saying?
What's happening, Big Facts? Yeah. Big up, big motherfucking facts. We on here, man. What's poppin'?
Yep. OG Bigger Rankin, you know what I'm saying? Live, you know what I'm saying? Representing that Duval. OG Bigger Rankin, be clear, up in here.
Real nigga radio in the motherfucking building, man.
And the world record holder for the craziest, most numbers on Big Facts, El Dorado Red. We had to bring him back for this special edition. Rado, how you feeling, bro?
And I'm sitting like $1 trillion, man. Straight up.
Yeah, it is. So listen, fellas. Earlier today, I'm going to tell as much of the story as I know how to tell. So everybody know Tekashi 6ix9ine. He got out because basically they ain't want him to catch corona. Now, you know, we all got partners behind the bars that should be out because we don't want them to catch corona. But they ain't get out, right? They let Tekashi out. So he on house arrest. He can shoot videos, make music at home and all that. So the day seemed pretty cool. Shouts to the homie Meek Mill. He was just talking about how a lot of people was getting released honorably. You know what I'm saying? He got to shout out how Bobby Smurda coming home in 6 months and all that. And people just start talking on the internet and Tekashi's name came up. He took a shot at Meek. You know what I'm saying? Meek said some real shit. And then Tekashi said, fuck it. My video coming out, my song coming out, and I'm going on IG Live. He went crazy. The song and the video went crazy, did numbers, all that good shit. He go to IG Live, I think break some type of record. 2.1 million people tapped in on this IG Live. Now, I'm guilty. I had to watch it because I had to see what the fuck was going on. So I did watch it. But he basically trying to justify himself and why he did what he did, just saying that his people he was running with was trying to kill him, trying to sleep with his baby mama. They was sleeping with his baby mama, and he was trying to justify it. Part of what this is about, and we're going to talk about just the whole climate of all this shit is, you know, we don't want to put the premise out there to the younger people coming into this culture that shit is okay and cool. And he admitted, I am a rat. I am a snitch. I am a government cooperator. He admitted that shit. But he said, but I got out and I'm finna get money. So I'm gonna leave it there. I don't want to talk too much so everybody could just get their shit off their chest about how they feel about that or the topic as a whole about government cooperators.
These nine ain't the only nigga out here goddamn telling and getting out and still doing what he was doing before he left. That shit goes on every day. But for him to do it on a scale that he did it on, it's really like some Alpo shit. Like, it's really like making these kids feel like shit. Man, this is weird shit, though. I'll talk to my partner. He down in the feds. He say, goddamn, nowadays there's so many rats on the yard that when a real nigga come on the yard these days, they getting you shipped. You know what I'm saying? Instead of back in the day, the rats get shipped. The real niggas getting shipped for being real.
I just feel like this is where we separate the real men from the real niggas. Because real men, we don't have a whole lot of them out here no more to teach their kids these morals and these values. The way we came up, shit like this back when we were raised, growing up his age, it'll blow you out the water. You'd be like, is this for real? But with this internet and all this shit going on, man, I think us men got to make sure, man, we instill in our sons, you know what I'm saying? And don't let the internet raise our sons. Because this is strictly internet shit, man. And the internet is fucking undefeated. I feel like we men have a lot to do with our sons, Screen, and teach them so we don't have to sit here all 5 hours talking about this type of shit later on. You know what I'm saying? For real. I feel we got to separate the real, because everybody, I'm a real nigga this real, man. Real men, we need to teach our kids value. That nigga ain't got no fucking values, man. No morals to just get on the internet and be like, I'm a rat and I'm proud of it. Come on, dog.
Shit, see, I'm going to tell you this. This is the time where how everybody want to mix the streets with the music. And everybody want to say they're a real one. Now is the time to draw the line. Ain't no more nut hugging the fence no more. What side you on? If you support sucker shit, you a sucker too. So if you say you're a street nigga, and this how you move, and this what you do, and you sing this shit in your music, and you fucking up this nigga, or you condone what he condoning, you part of the problem too. You see what I'm saying? Like, don't even get no nigga no mind. You see what I'm saying? Whoever gonna like the nigga, gonna like the nigga. Us as street niggas, if we say, hey, he can't come to my side of town perform, dog. We ain't standing for that. We're gonna let our kid know we ain't standing for that. And all the other niggas say the same thing, then the street spoke. Whoever else do it, that's on them. You see what I'm saying? Because get what? If you let it go on, you saying it cool.
What do you do? You saying we ain't never come outside and perform. What do you do? Just not go?
Protest.
Yeah, because it's like niggas coming with the whole motherfucking bureau.
You protest. See, the country was built on protest. You just got to know how to protest. You see what I'm saying? See, like, with people like everybody who on here now, like, protesting always got to be bad. You see what I'm saying? But if we don't stand for something, we can't show something to the kid because they looking up to us. We the OGs now. We the ones that the generation looking up to. We the double OG now. So if we don't step up and do something and make a stand for what is right, even if it still happened, we took a stand for it. Mm. Now the people who gonna follow us and what we do, they're gonna say, man, Black, but El Dorado, Bigger Screen, they did some real shit, bro. I'm fucking with them niggas. Then we already know our kind. Anything else, you already know how to deal with.
I wanna add on to what Parlay saying. At the end of the day, like what he just spoke on, motherfuckers who supporting it and this, that, and the third, we probably never be in the same circumference or all that shit with the Rat Boy. I'm not gonna even say his name, the Rat Boy. We probably never be in the same circumference with him, but we can start cleaning up our own backyard and the so-called people that affiliate themselves with our kind of music, that make money with our kind of people and have influence. We can start in our own backyard first. Just like I started in my own backyard, I cleaned up my social media today. All y'all who went and liked the Rat post, all y'all who went and commented and did this and that, I seen a lot of niggas on there, man. And I was like, wow, y'all liking this shit? Y'all cheering this shit? I went and I apologized, fuck nigga. A lot of y'all hoes in the city who a nigga don't win in the club and throw they hard-earned trap money on y'all stinking asshole. Y'all liking this shit too. You know what I'm saying? A real nigga put life on the line and go ahead and throw this little chain on y'all. You feel what I'm saying? But y'all are going here. Yeah, that's right. Fuck that. He did what he had to do, all this shit. Man, listen, I don't care how bad you is, baby. I don't care if you got 200,000-300,000. I might have liked your name, but bitch, I don't like you now.
Fuck. Hey, look.
I'm calling your ass too.
Check this out. We can't.
Who the blessed the beat? Boy, I never rap on another one of you beats. Yeah, Rondo said.
Buddha did the beat.
Boy, I never rap on another one of you beats.
Who did the beat?
Who the blessed the beat? He liked that shit too. I never rap on another.
Oh, he liked it.
Oh, check this out though, yeah. For the people, get what? Because we just got all niggas probably who got the same opinion on him. What about them folks who feel like okay, the nigga did, like I tell you, every problem started with a bitch. Nigga say his bitch got fucked. Nigga tried to kill him. He hurt them niggas. They snatched him up and woo, all this. So what do he do to be loyal, not to be loyal to them niggas? What you think he should have did in that situation?
He said in his IG Live, if he would have sat in there, they would have poked me up anyway. So I had no, you know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. So, cause we gotta have like the debate side of the other people, how they feel too. So what you think, Pauly?
I just feel like if you jump in the water with the sharks and the shark bite your legs off, you can't be mad at the sharks. That's what they do. If you're going to get in this lifestyle and run with these type of niggas and speak this shit and pull up in projects saying you with this shit and you put on the front for these people, if you're going to be that, be that. If you're going to jump in that shit, stand on it. That's what the street sees.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? He playing the one like he was just a Mexican kid having some niggas get some money.
Wait, what? He put the 30 racks on Chief Keyhead. Had them
folks. I'm telling you.
Chief Keef in New York. What he
was? Put a hit on
they
somebody.
They wasn't talking shit in the video.
What he was?
They didn't do that.
When none of that shit coerced, that was him. You know what I'm saying? It's easy. Listen, man. It's easy to do that shit, man. You know what I mean? It's
that shit marketing. I think all that shit like marketing. Them folks using that shit as marketing.
Hey, what made the shit so popular too is niggas will be sharing this man video.
But listen.
If so many people share the fucking video, it make it more popular than anything.
Listen, y'all, we got to go even a little deeper. Because right now we having a meeting of the minds. So I just want to put this out there for the culture. At the end of the day, my generation probably won't be affected from it because we grew up different. But I got a 10-year-old son, you know what I'm saying, that I got to think about. I got nephews and, you know what I'm saying, even females that I'm thinking for. Because the deeper plot is this. Just like it's a plot with the coronavirus, it's all type of plots and twists. The deeper plot to this shit is he is being used by the government to say, okay, look, we're gonna let you out, you know what I'm saying? But you're gonna be our boy. You know what I'm saying? Basically, you're gonna be the poster boy. You're marketable, you're famous, you're already a hit artist. So we're gonna use you to tell the kids in your generation that, look, hey, this ain't so bad. What y'all think? Look at me. You know what I'm saying? I came back from it. That's why if you notice on the, because I went and peeked at a couple of the clips I seen on Shade Room. If you notice, he on there, he showing the jewelry and this and that, because he trying to say, hey, I'm a rat. I still got money. He want to, you know what I'm saying, get that across to the kids like, oh, you can rat that shit still cool. Come back.
Like that shit all right.
You can still come back. But hold on. This is what I want all the kids who under the sound of my voice right now. Don't y'all little poor motherfuckers in the ghetto ever think that y'all gonna be able to do what he... Yeah. First of all, he was a millionaire before he rapped. Let's be clear, okay?
He was making people millions too already.
Millions already before he left the street. So y'all little poor motherfuckers gonna try that shit and somebody gonna kill you or kill one of your family members. So don't get it fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
When he's in a position to where he can hide for the rest of his life. Not only can he hide with his money, the government is going to be able to hide him. Just like all other famous people who do these type of dishonorable things. You know what I'm saying? It's all a plot that goes behind it. So you got to protect the plot. The government got to protect the plot because the plot is, okay, let's get the younger generation to, through him, we're going to market him so they can feel like, you know what I'm saying, hey, this ain't so bad. Forget what them older guys in your neighborhood told you. You know what I'm saying? Don't listen to them. Look at me. I still got money. I still got bitches. Look at the video. When you look at the video, all you see a bunch of females shaking their ass and then him doing the interview. You know what I'm saying, with jewelry and this, that, and the third, because he want to put the Piper image out there. You know what I mean? I'm going to still make y'all follow me with my success and with my material possession, but there's no soul there. There's no morals there. That's not a man that I'm looking at. He know he not a man. That's why he put the fucking mouse, the fucking rat thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, we in the world, we in a time now where a motherfucker even play with that. Like, yeah. Straight up, like, I'm going to put the whole rat face on my head and let y'all know. And then you got niggas, man. You got niggas liking this shit, man. Niggas who call themselves getting money in the urban community, in the hip hop community, you know what I'm saying? Liking this shit. Why? Because y'all at some point want to do some business with the nigga shit. He gonna be out of here. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't never had to sell my soul for a dollar, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, I might not never be a multi-millionaire in life, but I'm all right, man. I live in a $300,000 crib, in a $1 million crib. I wear the same ice to rap as well, man. This motherfucker 260, homes. You dig what I'm saying? And I ain't never did nothing to, you know what I'm saying, to dishonor myself or my family. Cause I got a 10-year-old son, man. He, even though my son, he suffered from autism, so he's not verbal, but he'll never be able to walk around and hold his head down. You know what I'm saying? Off of something that I did. Cause at the end of the day, my actions and whatever I did in the street, whether it was wrong or right, or whether I was trying to survive, or whether I was ignorant to whatever I was doing, he'll never have to hold his head down about it. You know what I'm saying? Because I accepted everything that came with, you know what I'm saying, where I came from and what I was forced to deal with and how I had to grow up and survive. You know what I'm saying? I never tried to take another man away from his family because of mistakes that I may have made or may not have made. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times we might get fucked up just by our affiliation. But you know what I'm saying? Just because we might have a certain affiliation or might be affiliated with a certain group of people or a neighborhood or whatever, that don't mean that I'm going to try to put these brothers in a position to where they'll never see their family again or whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, he's on here portraying an image that, hey, it's okay because, look, I bounced back. You see, I still got this and I still got that. But the shit that they's not showing is he going to do all that in confinement. You'll never be able to come out here and live your life freely, man. Enjoy your life. You know what I'm saying? That side of the game, he not showing. Okay, yeah, you can show your jewelry and whatever, you know, some hoes jumping in your backyard or wherever they shot that footage at. You'll never be able to live your life. You'll always be in hiding somewhere in a hole like a rat supposed to be.
I'm looking over your shoulder.
That's, you know what I'm saying? You'll always live your life like that. So for all the people that's, you know what I'm saying, might be sitting back, the younger people who not using sound judgment, you know what I'm saying? Don't get caught up in that, man, because you'll never be in that position, you know what I'm saying, to move your family away if you do something dishonorable or if you, you know what I'm saying, send somebody to prison for 100 years or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So don't follow that lead, man. That's the wrong lead to follow. First of all, if you're not built for anything in the street, do not enter the street. Stay on the sidewalk. That's why they make sidewalk.
Don't even play in it.
Do not enter, man.
Free drill.
Do not enter. This shit Gang. Is not, it's not weak-hearted, man. A coward dies 1,000 deaths, man. A coward. And I'm not talking about a physical death. You know what I'm saying? I'm not talking
Don't even try to live that lifestyle. Don't even Period. Try to live it like that. Don't listen to these niggas in these rap song, man. I'm Period. Telling you, man.
Ain't none of them been through nothing, man. Ain't none of them been through nothing, man.
Right.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax and unwind tonight with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as another busy work week flies by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
It's a lot of these street niggas telling like a motherfucker too, though, and still being right. The shit is accepted. This such cousin, like I said before, this such a cousin, so nobody can't fuck with him, but we know this a rat.
That's why a nigga like us got to continue to building and check stepping together in what's right. See, like, I can move by myself. Black, you can move by yourself. All of us can move by ourselves, but we strong when we unite and we speak together. And we create one voice and one platform. We speak together and we show niggas what right and wrong. You know what I'm saying? Not just on the platform, but on the street aspect too. You know, we ain't always got to fuck. We live in a lifestyle right now. We know you just can't fuck a nigga up. He gonna tell on you. You already know this. Everything you the nigga know this. But get what? You can outcast a nigga. You see what I'm saying? Y'all fucking with niggas that they fuck with. Cause I'm a
Jay. London Jay, boy, you hurt my feelings, boy.
London Jay hurt my feelings, boy.
What'd he do?
You like that post, boy? Too Long Benji from the Too Long Clothing Company. I'm going to have BL Deck sit down with y'all boys, man. You like that post, boy? You hurt my feelings. You hurt my feelings, boy. I'm over here drinking this yak, boy. I'm hurt.
Hey, guess what? Guess what? Liking the post, damn, why'd you like the post? But it's going to be.
Hey, you know, nigga.
Niggas comment. Niggas putting their comment fire. Niggas putting fire. Hey, y'all talking about liking the post. Niggas putting fire.
Let me clear something up, right? Because niggas is grown. I ain't trying to shun y'all niggas up. Nothing like that. Y'all niggas grown. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? I have a certain level of respect for people until they show me something.
But get what? In London J defense, he is one of them, he's a music nigga, bro.
Hey, look, a lot of them is. You know what I'm saying?
Now, if you didn't sign up for this shit that I signed up for, I don't hold you accountable for it. That's just what kind of nigga I am, bro.
I'm just saying, I don't want to rap on that shit. And that might not mean nothing. I might not be nobody. You know what I'm saying?
We got to understand both sides. I understand both sides. I understand exactly what Red talking about. You know what I'm saying? And the dark side of me, I feel like he feel. You know what I'm saying? But then I understand what I do is, and like you saying, Black, I understand too. Some niggas don't sign up for what we sign up for, even if they come from where we come from. We stand on a certain morals. When we talk in our rap song, we talk about certain shit. We in on the Instagram talking about certain shit. If niggas ain't talking about what we talking about, I'm not gonna hold them accountable for that shit.
I understand what they doing. It's like an opportunity. Like maybe they like the music. You know, they get a chance to produce a record for them or some shit. I don't know. I'm just saying. Hey, yeah. You know what I'm saying? If it's left up to me, if I was that same person or if I had that same musical talent, hey man, I take my show on the road. All money ain't good money. I ain't got to get no money with the rap boy. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got to produce no beat, man. I ain't got to, you know what I'm saying? But you know, everybody don't think like that.
Hey, I'm some real shit, dog. My son, 10 years old, and he was like, Daddy, 69 got out. You know, he on Fortnite on all his friends talking. And I'm like, damn. And he likes 6ix9ine music. You know, my house is real nigga motherfucking radio. But he likes 6ix9ine music. That's the type of shit he like. And I have to sit down with him. And I'm explaining to him the morals and what he said to me. But most of his friends ain't selling no dope. Most of his friends ain't doing nothing wrong. So they really don't fucking know.
Right. But see, we got to take the whole. You
know? No. I see where you're coming from.
It ain't even about the street part of the thing. Like you were saying earlier, it just. You know what I'm saying? It's just the man part of the thing. See, what y'all got to realize, you know what I'm saying? I know a lot of guys, you know what I'm saying? Men, we talking about men. Fuck all that street shit, gangster shit, dope dealer, gangster, gang member. Fuck, I take all that out of it. I'm saying I know real men who was given the choice, corroborate, take somebody else away from their family, or sit and fight the case. And they ain't no gangster, you know what I'm saying? I got some right now who I'm putting money on their books. They weren't no gangsters in the street. They was affiliated with gangsters and this, that, and the third. But they chose
signed up for the code, though. They signed up for the code of being a man, bro. Some of these niggas, when a nigga pussy, that's just like a nigga can't take that how you feel out of you, bro. You can't take pussy out of pussy, bro.
Goddamn right.
It's just facts. Them facts.
Big facts.
Like, you can't take how you feel. How you feel, you see how goddamn that shit making you feel.
We seen real niggas turn pussy, but we ain't never seen a pussy nigga turn a real nigga.
Facts.
That's just how it is. You feel me?
I just want to be clear on that part. Like, I just want the kids to know, like, or whoever watching, like, this don't just pertain to, like, people who involved in the underworld. You know what I'm saying? We talking about, you know what I'm saying, men and mice.
Don't let this man get what though.
On some real nigga shit, though. Get what? Nigga about all doing a crime with a female, because them females don't never tell. It be these niggas catching feelings.
These niggas, they be solid
all the way till the case over with.
Facts.
Go do them a fire, whatever.
Facts.
These niggas don't want to leave these hoes out here, man. These niggas, they don't want to do one thing. Hey, Banks,
you seen when I hit you on FaceTime early and I had my girl with me, right?
Yeah.
I would put her on FaceTime because we were right there tripping off everything going on. And I'm just saying, damn, baby, you a female, right? When folks came and locked you up and they were like, look, we're gonna take your son to the what that shit is, the DFAC shit. Now this shit, you need to tell us something, you know what I'm saying, about your man, El Dorado Ray, you need to tell us something. And then, man, I'm looking in black and white, as this lady said, well, look, if it got something to do with him, y'all ain't going to take me now, because I ain't got nothing to say about him. She ain't never been locked up a day in her life. She never had no handcuffs. She don't go by no certain code, none of that shit. So
she been taught, Red. Listen, but Digo, I'm going to tell you, though, because I understand what you're saying. This is the thing. She been taught by a nigga who understand this shit. A lot of these niggas been learning real nigga shit from the internet and what they see and what they think and what niggas around them say. We gotta use our platform to teach these niggas what real nigga shit is. No, this is what you do. This is how you handle this situation. It's not real. Okay, pay attention that you can like that, but understand what to pull out of that. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of shit that I like. But I just know when to take a nigga serious and when not take a nigga serious. I know when it's entertainment. I know when it's not entertainment. And I take it for what it is. But niggas don't know how to understand the truth because they think what they think. That's why I say niggas don't know what real nigga shit is. That's why I hear niggas say real nigga, it's like the GOAT. Everybody say a nigga the GOAT now. He the GOAT. Like,
motherfucker started rapping yesterday and he the GOAT.
Yeah, like, first you know what I'm saying? Niggas don't understand. I don't care how much we think niggas is real niggas and we respect the street and the shit they be saying on this internet shit, niggas do not be understanding
Parlay, everybody who like that shit, I unfollow they ass, blood. How about that? Yeah. I'm on that one. I'm unfollowing your ass.
Liking is interesting. The comments, I don't get it. But I'm telling you, it's going to hurt our feelings. I'm telling you, I said it's the bank. Like, he going to do a song with somebody we respect. I promise you. Somebody going to let us down. Somebody going to let us down. I promise you.
Hey, listen, I'm waiting on it. That's it. Hey, listen.
Gonna have
hey, somebody Steve. Do it. I'm riding with Rado. I'm telling you, you know that plot
that I was just talking about?
Yeah.
That's part of the plot, Scream. I'm telling you.
That's part of the plot. It's going to be a nigga we respect, too. They going to pay.
A nigga we love.
Who y'all think he's going to be?
I don't even want to think about it. Somebody sent me a DM.
What if he did a song with, woo, I said, man.
Nah.
Oh,
no, I don't need to say it, Scream. No. I don't need no.
Hey, man, just don't nobody from the city, please don't go out bad.
Please, don't nobody.
These niggas down here ain't finna fuck with that nigga.
Man, you know they coming, but you know they coming to the Mecca first to try.
Believe that. These niggas want that fame, man. These niggas want that fame. Fuck dignity. These niggas want that fame. Fuck your dignity, your pride. These niggas want that fame.
First $1 million feature.
See, not gonna pay a million.
I'm saying, who knows? The type of. Bro, he had
two. Don't play an M nothing. He got to let me get his money, man. Hey, man, this shit.
Hey, don't hey, bust it down. He better bust it down. Let me know, goddamn. It ain't about the money. Goddamn, he better bust everybody down.
Yeah, Black should let him get his money, Black.
Send me my real nigga Stimulus. Goddamn. Hey, send me my real nigga Stimulus.
Let the man get his money. $1 million.
Nigga don't need nobody on right. That shit ain't gonna be no sweat, man. Get that nigga the wackiest verse you ever did.
Nigga ain't gonna be a dub in the city.
I'll tell you, boy. Yeah, Rado. I'll ride with Rado, y'all.
Fuck that. Hey, get what? You still get that.
Nah, but get what? Nigga can't. Yeah, nah, get what, though. On some bullshit, I'm gonna take that back. Because you can't do the video. You can't do the video. I'm just thinking about the verse.
Hey, listen, Matt. You know if a nigga pay him, he gonna want that visual, man. Come on.
Hell yeah. You gotta dap him up with everything. Hug him in there.
And you got to hug that nigga in the video.
Gotta hug him.
No, Sersky.
Listen, I can't even imagine even doing like how you supposed to feel. Like, how the fuck you supposed to feel? Like, how?
Yeah, I'm just
preparing my partners. How you can't? What the fuck? Like, that shit, they're hell now.
I'm just preparing my partners and letting y'all know it's gonna happen.
Hey, that's real.
Nah, we can't, huh? I'm just letting nobody y'all know. Can't support
it's
that.
Hurt our feelings, but it's gonna happen. We've been hurt.
But guess what? It might be an artist that we respect, but ain't on no street shit.
Yeah.
Hey. That's that, yeah.
What about that, though?
That's a good angle right there.
Like, cause you got a couple of niggas at the top of the game, but them niggas don't even be on no street nigga shit.
But anybody that stand next to this shit is telling they fans that this shit is okay. And y'all, okay, y'all. let's bring up one person and shit. They can't get no good.
Put a real nigga on that with that nigga. They can't do that.
Did y'all see, and this my guy, right? Did y'all see what Akon said about the whole shit?
Akon don't count to what we got going on, bro. Akon, the cool nigga, but he don't count.
Fuck Akon.
Listen, this the kicker. No, this the
fight
kicker.
Go with that.
What'd he say, Scream?
Akon said that he was put. So he feel like the cop.
Oh, hey, hold on, Screen. Go quote it. Find the quote. Cause we don't want to miss.
I won't find the quote. You're right. Big facts.
All right. Why you find the quote? I got something for you, Black. This the kicker to that shit. All right. The nigga who got down, who respect, who ain't really on the street shit, do a song with this nigga. What about the street niggas that hang with him?
Oh yeah. See, they can't go that day.
They gotta out him. I gotta be like, bro, we can't fuck with you no more, bro. You support the rap.
Yeah.
Let me read it.
That's you doing a video and all that shit, bro. You can't be in no video.
What you gonna do a video?
How many niggas y'all think gonna have pictures with these niggas?
Get what? I called one of my partners. I seen his name on the light shit. I say, what? I seen your name on this goddamn. You just like this boy shit. You just like the rap, what? He said, oh shit, big dog. I think I got down hit that shit by mistake. I just was trying to put it over. Hey, your ass finna get DP. You finna get DP, boy. Ain't doing that.
Hey, you stupid, man.
You're stupid, dude. You might like the mistake.
These some young niggas, man. You see what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Like, it's fucked up. It's fucked up because that's like his influence. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's hard to try to, you know what I mean? To try to infiltrate that and be like, that's wrong. That's not
so real. So you said at the end of the day, this shit bigger than what we think a nigga telling. This shit is a conspiracy.
I'm trying to tell you, it's a plot. Man, this shit deadly like the coronavirus, man. I'm telling you, man.
I'm telling y'all. I see what he's saying. KJ, like, what he's trying to say is like, listen to this. By letting these young niggas listen to him and follow him, now they being corrupted by the shit that's going on, and they get fed into the frenzy too. Instead of just saying, bro, we don't condone that shit right there, you don't even need to listen to home, bro. That shit ain't right, dog.
Nah, y'all right, but get what? I gotta ask certain questions because there's certain niggas that's gonna be in the comments saying, "Fuck that, man! Y'all niggas just, hey, man, that man gotta do what he gotta do." So we trying to cover how they trying to think for him. We gotta cover that.
Cool.
We gotta cover that too now.
But he can do what he gotta do. But niggas gotta understand that.
Tell me, I gotta like what the fuck you
jump off the curb. When you jump off the curb in the streets, then you can't got to jump back on the motherfucking curb, dog. You can't say, oh, no, I was doing this right here, but I ain't doing this right here. It don't go like that. And that
was, he can do what he got to do.
Nigga, I mean, I got up in the rap shit. How these niggas, these self-ass goddamn niggas from the project who was soft as fuck in the hood that you can't even say. You remember shouting from goddamn, you stayed in that though, the black nigga. No, I don't remember shouting. It's them niggas. It's them niggas from the project who from the hood, who really from the hood, but who soft as fuck.
Speaking you're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream.
Self-ass shit about these streets. This shit fucked up on getting one nigga whacked out here, boy. This shit for real like this bitch, boy. He ain't around here playing, boy. Hey, boy. This shit was fucked up when we were young, but these young niggas really whacking for nothing, for real now, bro. We were whacking. At least when I was coming, nigga was whacking back something. These niggas got nothing. That shit to do with nothing, these niggas whacking, bro. Y'all niggas better go to college or something, get y'all a degree, bro. This street shit gonna be here, bro. Fuck that. They go to school for weed. Nigga learn how to grow this shit. Make that shit a goddamn career, nigga. Other than that, this street shit ain't for y'all, bro. I said, like the music.
I just don't want nobody to follow that shit. And then you know your little po ass ain't got no money to go hide somewhere and hide your family. And then you done been influenced by this shit. Come on. That ain't it, man.
Man, Rodham turn up tonight,
nigga. No, he's speaking fat, though. He's speaking fat.
That ain't the move, man. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, my whole thing is, you know what I'm saying? I don't have a problem with him as a human being. I have a problem with his spirit. Because it's a spiritual thing, too, now. And then I don't want to just bash the young generation, because you know what I'm saying, this the same spirit that, you know what I'm saying, our people in our grandfather age deal with. Sammy the Bull did the same thing. He damn near 60 years old. What's the other boy name? Nicky Barnes from Harlem. Barnes. He did the same thing. He just wasn't no musical influential person that has a platform like the Rat Boy. I'm gonna keep saying the Rat Boy because I'm not gonna even say his name because I can't honor his name. I have to honor his actions. See, I don't honor a man's name. You understand? Hey. I want everybody to get this. You never honor a man's name. I honor his actions. So I'm gonna call him the Rat Boy. I'm not gonna say his name. Period. You know what I'm saying? So he not the Rat Boy that did, you know what I'm saying? It was people before him that did the same thing. But the difference is, the reason why I say you gotta look deeper into the plot is because he the only Rat Boy in the history of Rat Boys who had this type of magnitude of influence. See, all them guys were street guys. Sammy the Bull ain't had no motherfucking influence on no kid. He was a fucking street. He was in the street. His influences was limited. You know what I'm saying? My son or your son ain't look up to no motherfucking son. They ain't know who he was.
Real shit.
He's a fucking Italian from New York. And all people who knew who he was people in the fucking underworld. You know what I'm saying?
That shit, dog.
Yeah, they got this shit mainstream. Yeah, they got this shit.
Yeah, this shit mainstream.
On a motherfucker, boy.
That's like this homosexual shit. I seen the boy Lil Nas X. He on the man thing talking about, shit, he looking kind of cute. No homo.
Man, quit bullshit.
Hey, that's what the nigga put.
Quit bullshit.
And the nigga went on the Rap Boy Live and said, shit, he looking kind of cute. No homo. And you a nigga who done sold, you a young motherfucking African-American black man who done sold. Man, I don't want no folks to shut y'all shit down. Let me chill, bro.
Hey, because they going to flag the motherfucker, but it is what it is. Pop that shit.
Hey, no.
That's all I'm saying.
This is the shit niggas need to hear.
I'm telling y'all.
This shit. Niggas ain't getting this shit right here, bro. Niggas
what
ain't
I'm getting telling this shit. Y'all is, What I'm telling y'all is y'all gotta peep the plot, man. This shit is a plot, bro. It's a plot. It's a plot. I don't even think the little boy Nas X, I don't even think he gay for real. That's a plot, man. You know what I'm saying? That's a plot. You feel me? Y'all gotta peep the plot. We're gonna put somebody who y'all relate to, who's influential, give them a platform, but we want them to market this to y'all people. We want them to market this to y'all culture. Come on, man. You know what I'm saying? I was born that night, but not last night. I'm very intelligent street nigga.
I had to get my pencil and pad out, take notes when Rodder started talking.
Shit, man.
No, that real shit. They real shit.
It's plot. At the end
what
of
you
the
think,
day,
Billy? What you think, plot. Billy?
But I'm still at the same shit like I said when I came on. This just shows us that we need to be in our fucking sons and nephews and cousins' lives. And these niggas out here. You remember back in the days, boy, you might plan a lick or something, right? You plan the lick and you plan how to get out and how to get back. These young niggas rob something and crash and die on the way home.
Boy, yes.
You feel me? They ain't even got no plans, dog. I swear to God, man. I'm looking at this shit, dog. And I'm saying, like, I'm in my 50s, my nigga. And I love the youth. If you see what I post, I'm always looking out for the young niggas, talking to them and shit like that. Because when I was growing up, my nigga, Sunday morning I walk downstairs, nigga. My breakfast was there. My mom over there. My daddy over there. I go in the room. My clothes for church was on the bed, nigga. Then I wait for the church bus to pick up and take me to church. When these young niggas get up in the morning, your mama laying in the couch with a nigga from the club last night. You can see what I'm saying? So when he asked for something to eat, she said, go in there and get something. You know what he do? He go in there and grab something, and he go outside. He sit on the steps with his dog. They become his motherfucking family. And he be with them day in and day out. So when something go down, he ready to kill for them. And then the mama's worried about what happened. What the fuck you mean what happened? You ain't paid him no attention. They raised him.
Yeah.
We need to start raising our mother. Man, I know I raised mine, though.
That's the best. That's one of the best parts of this whole quarantine shit. Like, people got to be with their family.
Come on, man.
Fucking kids to be with their family.
Nigga, I've been in the house so long, nigga. I know every motherfucking part of my old lady. She could never do a film somewhere and say who that is. Bitch, I know every motherfucking mark, everything on you, bitch. We've been in this bitch together. I didn't know she had a little tattoo. Shit. Nigga, I'm on the road all the time playing music. You home now, nigga. You home now, nigga. You get to know your people, man. Sometimes God do shit to just elevate your life in a different way. When we come out of this, we gonna be different, nigga. We gonna be motherfucking. You know what? Quarantine got us on Zoom talking tonight, nigga.
Facts.
Quarantine got us on Zoom talking tonight. You feel me? And I just felt like people like us, I feel like, man, we gotta reach these younger generation, man. You know, some people say, man, you can't tell them nothing, they listen to that, but they listen. 90% of them gonna listen. Cause they respect us.
That's why we gotta do this platform to keep building. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I think it's important to talk about this stuff like that, being the people that we are. And I really feel like it's important what Rado's saying too, because like I coach kids. You know what I'm saying? I've been coaching youth football for like 7 years, 8 years. And I've been coaching the number one teams in the nation. Not just the best kids in the state, in the nation. You see what I'm saying? And these kids listen to all these kids' music and stuff. And they ask me about these kids because they know I do music. Coach Pale, what about him? He for real with it? Because he kids from the projects. And they ask me these type of questions like that. You see what I'm saying? And, you know, I openly talk about these conversations with these kids when their parents tell me it's cool. But these kids' parents be following the same thing these kids be following. So the stuff I be telling the kid, I be telling the parents at the same time. You see what I'm saying? That's why we got to use our voice to speak on this. You know what I'm saying? To talk about the right shit and the wrong shit. It ain't always got to be in the nigga the aspect. Have this shit could come down to what being a man, having morals, standing on something, dignity, about being about pride, being about what you preaching. You see what I'm saying? And if you learn these right, you learn these morals, then you won't go through half the shit that you go through, even if you do get into the streets. I've been in the streets. I went to college. You see what I'm saying? I'm successful. You see what I'm saying? I got in this shit. I got out of shit by the blessings of God because I knew how to move because I had morals and shit installed in me. You see what I'm saying? That shit start at home. You learn that shit at home. Then the second part of that shit, you learn it when you get with your homies in the streets. So it's two parts of this shit. Because you can learn morals from your parents and get with some homies in the streets, and them niggas ain't shit. You're going to lose all the morals that you was taught. You see what I'm saying? You can have some ain't shit parents and get with some real niggas, and then they're going to teach you real nigga morals. You see what I'm saying? So that's why we got to use our voice, because niggas look up to us. That's why I like Big Facts. You see what I'm saying? This shit, the real shit that got them, that done sprung about. Cause real niggas get a chance to speak. You see what I'm saying? Talk about real nigga shit. You see what I'm saying?
That's
real
Big Facts, man.
Move through the industry, paid people who speaking on this shit, who don't survive this shit. Like, that's what this shit is. You see what I'm saying?
That's real, my nigga.
I just feel like, guess what? You know, I'm one of them niggas, bro. I know a nigga voice kind of matter to 60% of people. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a short percentage of people that even give a fuck. Like right, you just right. said, certain niggas don't even give a fuck. They don't know they confused. Fuck it. That's how this shit go. Like, shit can be so fucked up that you be confused. You don't know what's real. You don't been hurt by a bitch. Your mama ain't shit. Your dad ain't shit. Ooh, fuck it. You got some niggas out here like that, too. You get what I'm saying? The whole thing is niggas don't know that they are kings, bro. Nigga ain't got to do nothing but research this shit. This Instagram shit is put here for you to keep your eyes on that and not in them books. That shit in them books, bro.
Right.
No cap. That shit in them books, bro. That where they hide it, right in plain sight, bro. If a nigga knew who the fuck he was and where he come from and what his people did for real, you know what I'm saying? Everything that's been invented, we did it. It was a nigga in America first that found this shit first. You get what I'm saying? Niggas don't even know this type shit is real shit. That'll
and
change
the world. Niggas ain't ready for that level, Black.
Nah, get what? It's on some shit like this, though, Pale. Them folks brought us over here. First thing they did, don't let them niggas learn shit.
Facts.
You get what I'm saying? If you can outthink a motherfucker, you can beat him. If it took muscle to get to the moon, we would have never made it, nigga. That what these niggas gotta understand, nigga. You ain't no thinker, you was a fool.
Facts.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future. Building off the hard work our parents have done before us, we all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax and unwind tonight with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as another busy work week flies by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Hey DJ Screen, did you find that quote?
Yeah, I found it. I was letting y'all
he ready to get back at that shit.
Yeah, we got, man, fuck that. I wanna put put this shit out here, man.
All right, so this is what Akon said in the interview with Shaka.
What Akon said?
All right, he said, here's the thing. And he's talking about 6ix9ine. Here's the thing. He's young, bro. He had to literally decide what's more valuable to me, my family or my future, Akon explained. You have to make a decision that's going to better you. All right? And he went on to say, me and you, there ain't no excuses. We've been through the trenches. We know better. He added, highlighting the generational differences between Akon and 6ix9ine. He also questioned why 6ix9ine was even in that position to begin with, saying his homies should have took that for him. He's the football. You always protect the football. End quote.
Then he also went on, too, in that same interview, because I saw that, to say that he'll do some music with him, and you know what I mean? He'll definitely, you know what I mean, work with him and shit like that. But what I'm saying is, they're the same nigga who made Unlocked Up, they won't let me out, right? They're the same nigga, man. They're the same nigga, bro. And I'm listening to this shit, cheering this nigga on like, hell yeah, bro, this nigga fuck, bro. You know what this shit feel like. Get what I'm saying, bro. Get what I'm saying.
Free draw, though.
Real shit, though.
Niggas, he trying to, Rado saying that we got to these niggas soak up the culture, man. Niggas are sucking up the culture, man.
Niggas ain't getting it back, man.
You know.
Man, so basically, when I hear that, right, I'm just saying, I might be brazen. I don't know. Hey, I've been through a lot of shit. I might be fucked up in the head. But when I hear that basically translates to me as you just basically saying, if that was you, you would have did the same thing. That's all you saying, bro, Akon. That's all you saying. You feel shout of pain, and you would have did the same thing. That's all you saying, bro. So for that, I say, fuck.
Because what you're doing now, see, it go back to it's a plot. Because what you're doing, Akon, you persuading the people who looked up to you that this is okay.
Exactly. You the same nigga who had me walk around the bitch. I'm fucked up. It won't let me out. I'm feeling that shit. You feel me? Now you saying, yeah, you know, shit, he wasn't wrong. You know what I mean? Ooh, ooh. 10, 15 years later, however long ago, that song came out or whatever. So that's all I'm saying, bro. You know, I'm just saying, at the end of the day, it's a lot of people who came out the woodwork and exposed themselves. Nigga ain't have to expose. Cause get what? You really siding with the popularity and you siding with the influence. And then he went on to say, Screen, you didn't get to that part, but I seen the interview. Cause I was in shock. Cause this is a person who, you know what I'm saying? I you know, I look too like,
We chopping with Khan, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He went on to say that I think they asked him something to the effect would he work with him, and he's like, hell yeah, I do a joint, you know what I'm saying? I do a joint 6ix9ine. No, that shit gonna be crazy. That shit gonna do numbers. So that, you know what I'm saying? Now these niggas on now. It's gonna
be crazy. But again, the Baron Bell News is more where that came. Cause look. He working on the album, so somebody produced it.
Hey, bro, this all I'm saying, right? And let me go back. You know, all the people who I said, you know, I don't have no hard feelings or nothing like that. Y'all all grown, you know what I'm saying? You can like and work with whoever the fuck you want to work with. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't down to y'all or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying that ain't, you know what I'm saying? That ain't how I'm rocking. And if you rocking like that, you know what I'm saying? I really ain't trying to rock with you, homes. Fam, I really ain't trying to rock with you, partner. That's all I'm saying. I ain't saying y'all nigga doing something wrong, or I ain't saying I'm doing something right. I'm just saying if I don't know, because then what you got to understand, the people you hang around, if you show me five of your friends, Parlay, if you show me five of your friends, Black, I'll show you your future, my nigga. I show you where you going 10 years from now if you can show me five of your friends. And I said that to say this. Whoever you around or whoever you affiliate yourself with, 9 times out of 10, y'all like-minded, right? I ain't spend no time with a motherfucker who ain't like-minded or I feel they got my same blood type or my same DNA. Some of these people I admired and looked, you know what I'm saying, and cheered on, you know what I'm saying, and was like, I like that brother. You know what I'm saying? He's like-minded or whatever the case may be. But I'm saying the rap boy is exposing everybody with his antics because he's showing you, hey, everybody don't think like how you think. You know what I'm saying? These niggas cheering this shit on. They liking this shit. So they're like, damn, partner, I ain't know you got now. You know what I'm saying? I ain't know you dip your Kool-Aid that way, player. You did what I'm saying? I ain't know you got damn rock like that. So now I know. You feel me? So I can't do nothing but, hey, man, we back up off your game. Period. That's it. You know what I'm saying? To each his own, man. I'm just saying, you know, to each his own. You know what I'm saying? I ain't
I
down
just feel like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, don't none of this shit even shock me no more. So I don't really have no feeling about this shit. Like,
yeah, you know,
sucker shit going on. It's so much sucker shit going, nigga, numb to this shit now, bro.
It's hard, Black. It's niggas that you in your heart, in your soul, in your mind, like, I got some type of connection with this nigga. I fuck with this nigga. He like me. And when you think about that, about a nigga, even if you ain't talk to him, it's like a personal bond. It's like you got a bond with him. Like, I fuck with that nigga right there. And it's like your partner. And when he do some sucker shit or condone sucker shit, you like, nigga, you condone. Oh, nigga, if you a real nigga, you feel like me. Ain't no ifs, ands, or buts, period. If you a real nigga, you feel like me. Ain't condoning that shit.
Hey, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out Capo Stacks, man. My little brother Capo Stacks, who I locked up in Rice Street with. That's all. Buddha bless the beat, big homie. Hey, Capo, we're going to have to goddamn get Buddha goddamn at one of the meetings, man. Shit getting out of hand, man.
Before we wrap, man, like, what can we... Shit, what was the purpose? Did we solve anything? Can we help? Can we...
It just was a discussion, man. I think some people going to get something from it, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. For sure.
Listen, this is the vocal book.
It was a real discussion.
This is the vocal book. Like Black said, niggas don't read. But guess what niggas will do? Get on YouTube, white bitch facts. Hear everything we talking about, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We curating the Bible. We curating the street Bible. We curating the content. We curating the new laws of what niggas should be doing, shouldn't be doing, because we the niggas that the rap niggas and the street niggas look up and respect. And the business people. And
we're gonna make sure we get in one of these round tables every month, Screen. We're gonna make sure we do that.
It's important, y'all. It's important.
Motivated. Yeah, keep everybody motivated.
Yeah, shit. Just come on in and chop. Holla, you down with
it? Hell yeah.
What about you, Bigger?
Man, ain't nothing but respect for y'all, man. This is cool as hell. I like this shit.
Yeah, nah, for real. Yeah. L.
Yo, big facts. It's the motherfucking wave, man.
Hey, look, I was just telling him, I said, we're going to do this shit at least once a month. You down? What's up?
Of course. Shout out to all the co-hosts on here. Shout out to the brother Parlay, OG Big Arangia. He's been putting it down for the culture. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Big Bang Black, DJ Scream. I just want to give y'all brothers y'all flowers, man, while y'all here. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody on here has been solid throughout the years. You know what I'm saying? Parlay, I don't know you personally. But I know, you know what I'm saying, you had a little situation back in the day, you know what I'm saying, at a studio or something, man. You handled your business, you came back out on top, you know what I'm saying? Big Bang Black, you know, we've been running the street together for a long time, you know what I'm saying? You've been my comrade for a minute. Bigger ranking, you know what I'm saying? You like an uncle to me, man. You done, shit, man, we done did it all. You know what I'm saying? I done traveled the world with you, so I know everybody on here solid, man. I respect everybody's opinion. We don't got to be no multi-millionaires and, you know, have the same platform as these guys. But what we do have, you know what I'm saying, that's priceless, is a solid resume, man. And I think the people need to hear how we feel about certain shit. You know what I'm saying?
Man, we locked in. Really? What you say, Screen?
Yeah, now I'm with it. Everybody need to hear this. You know what I'm saying?
At least once a month.
Yeah, for sure.
Give him one.
Hey, guess what? If something crazy happened next week, it ain't gonna make it.
Now, what about the shit with the little boy though down there got killed?
Yeah.
I don't think conversations like that need to be had on social media.
Me neither.
No, so yeah,
that's why I don't even post that.
You start
getting
into politics, you start to get into feelings and politics.
Yeah, I ain't
posting. And then certain things be certain. We don't have expertise in these certain aspects when it comes to the social view part of it. You see what I'm saying?
I'm just saying, like, I ain't even post that shit. Like, I stay out of that.
You need it.
But I'm just saying, when I see that shit fucked up.
Yeah, I put a post just to speak, you know what I'm saying, to people like us. I quoted Larry Hoover. You know what I'm saying? And Free Larry Hoover, by the way, and he said a long time ago, you know what I'm saying, that niggas, especially niggas who call themselves street niggas, gangsters, whatever, you know what I'm saying, niggas got to get together all over this nation. You know what I'm saying? So I had put that quote up from what he said, but he was basically speaking about the polls, and you know what I'm saying, that's why they kept him locked up so long, because he had the influence to get the youngsters to go out and vote and actually change the community and change certain things. But I put it up to say, like, you know, we'll be quick to want to beef with each other, man, for clout, for no reason at all. You know what I'm saying? Same niggas who done probably supported you and then helped you over the years, you'll be quick to put your life on the line for them. But as soon as something happened to somebody that looked just like you, you know what I'm saying? So this could be your uncle, your brother, you know what I'm saying, or your son or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Because we all got kids, you know what I'm saying? Some of our kids are young, some of our kids are teenagers, you know what I'm saying? Black, I know your son, he like a nephew to me, you know what I'm saying? He at an age where he moving around and he might come into police contact, you know what I'm saying? So it's like at the end of the day, bro, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of this stuff, like I said at the beginning of this conversation, everybody got to read between the lines, bro. You got to, it's a deeper plot going on. It's a crazy time in the world right now. It's a lot of shit going on right before your eyes. And if you don't really just sit back like this and be like, you know what I mean, and really be a watcher and understand what's going on, you'll miss it. You'll miss the whole plot, you know what I mean? But I send my condolences to that brother family, you know what I'm saying? And I pray he get the type of justice and his family get some type of closure. You know what I'm saying? I can't really say what I want to say on here. You know what I'm saying?
Because, nah, hell nah, don't do it.
You know,
to his family. Bless up to his family. Now bless up to his family, man.
Yeah, bless up to his family, man.
Strength and prayers.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a plot.
We appreciate y'all, man, tapping in. You know what I'm saying?
The plot. Hey, before we go, hey, man, I need everybody to go on my Instagram, man, order your old Murrow hoodies, man. If you don't support the rap, boy, if you don't support anything condoning, any of that type of shit,
I need one.
You know what I'm saying? Old Murrow, man, always the code. You know what I'm saying?
Give him the ground. Give him the Instagram,
support,
bro.
Support a real one, man.
Give him King, the Instagram.
My Instagram is King, K-I-N-G. _HefeJEFE 2713, man. Click the link in my bio, man, and go get y'all one of these old Murrow hoodies, man, and support the solid, man. God bless everybody that's under the sound of our voice, man. Peace, blessings, and love, man.
Nah, for sure.
Fact.
All right.
It's like that. That's it.
Big facts. We coming back with it real soon, man. Everybody be safe, be blessed. Salute.
Hey, shout out to Meek Mill, for using his platform, man, to talk about the rap boy. A lot of y'all niggas was scared. Y'all ain't want to get into the politics.
Yeah.
See, Meek Mill done been in the chain gang. So he felt that shit. He done been down that road. Shout out to Meek Mill, man.
Shout out to Meek Mill.
Free all the real ones who locked up. You know what I'm saying? Free all the real ones who came home. You know what I'm saying? Follow me too. I am Parlay, IAMPARLAE. Go get the new EP, Real. Realize everybody ain't living. Talk about this real nigga combo. You know what I'm saying? We back, big facts. We gonna speak of
real shit.
If you ain't got no real resume, stop calling screen, ask you ain't come on here, because it's so little drugs, no, you ain't coming on here. Stop being in black, no, this is real niggas only. And we doing resume on y'all niggas when you get on here. I don't give a damn how many records y'all sold. I don't give a damn how many niggas y'all shot. You done did some whole shit too, nigga. So, we'll
get it.
Big motherfucking
fat.
That's
that
me. Yeah.
Yeah, same
ski. Always the cold.
Hey, my nigga. Y'all make sure y'all follow me, man. Bigger ranking 00, my nigga. Everywhere. And I always remember, man, don't brag about the time you do in prison. Brag about the time you've been free.
Yes, sir.
Facts. Hey, Bigger, niggas always be tagging me, man, like we twins, bro.
Hey, man, how about a nigga from Carolina hit me up talking about, man, I love the part you playing that movie, right? How much did y'all do a walkthrough?
I said, always the code, man.
They be thinking I'm Big Bad Black Dog. I'm gonna go and get me some of that money though. Fuck it.
Go ahead. Go on and get it, baby. Hold me some.
Ain't nothing but love, man.
Love, respect, man. Appreciate y'all. Parlay, my brother. King, hey, you was on one tonight, L. You got to drink the same shit every time, nigga.
It was his show. It was Furkan, El Dorado, Red, Malcolm X. So.
Yeah, he just, hey, that shit was just flowing tonight, man. But I need y'all niggas, man.
Yeah,
I love that good vibe right here. I fuck with that, though, for real.
Man. Big salute, man.
Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Since every minute counts when you're a new parent, who wants to waste time washing bottles? Transform this daily chore with the Baby Brezza Bottle Washer Pro, the first machine that automatically washes, sterilizes, and dries bottles, pump parts, and sippy cups at the push of a button. Its 20 spray jets clean everything 100%. Plus, it sterilizes with steam, then dries with germ-free air. Don't waste time on tedious hand washing. Let the Baby Brezza Bottle Washer Pro do it for you. Shop now at babybrezza.com.